How do you stop the spread of Ebola? That's the challenge Uganda is facing today. In western Uganda this week, a 50-year-old woman and her 5-year-old grandson infected with the Ebola virus both died. The death toll from the virus in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo is far worse. Ebola has claimed nearly 1,400 lives in the DRC. This current outbreak is the second largest ever. Uganda has been preparing for months for the possible spread of Ebola. We reached out to Uganda's health minister, Sarah Achieng Opendi, to find out what's being done to protect people there.
We had 3 cases, 2 have passed on, and we have 1 3-year-old kid who is still in the isolation facility.
The outbreak in the Democratic Republic has been growing since it was first reported. What kind of preparations have you been making in Uganda?
So with us, we actually knew that would definitely get an Ebola case. But the question was when. So we have actually been very prepared with isolation facilities. Our health workers, the communities have all been on alert. And we have been screening all the cases that come into the country. The situation is actually under control.
The 3 cases that have occurred in Uganda, they were people who traveled to the Democratic Republic of Congo and then returned. Are any actions being taken at the border, or are there any kind of restrictions on travel to avoid further cases?
We cannot restrict that because there is a lot of cross-border trade that goes on between DRC and Uganda. And actually, on a daily basis, they have a minimum of about 5,000 people crossing into Uganda to do different businesses. So all we do is really ensure that these people that come in are actually screened. And where there are suspected cases, they are actually isolated for a while, monitored, and if they don't develop further signs, then they are released.
The World Health Organization Emergency Committee meets tomorrow, and the group's going to decide if the outbreak should now be deemed a public health emergency. What would this mean for how you manage an Ebola outbreak?
As a country, since there was an outbreak in DRC, we've been having our national task force meetings every week. The district task force meetings in those districts bordering DRC have been meeting weekly to try and see, identify if there are any gaps and see how to address them. So really, as a country, we have been prepared. It's not something that has caught us by surprise. The health workers are all on alert. We have the village health teams who are doing community sensitization. They are also on the ground in keeping the population aware of what they are supposed to do. So really, the population is aware of Ebola. They know the symptoms, and they know exactly what to do.
Besides not shaking hands, what other precautions are people taking, or are you advising?
Even the other precautions are taken care of. People are told not to share. People who drink and share the same drink using the same cups, and even avoiding public places, funerals, and so on.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, efforts to contain the spread of Ebola have been hindered in part by suspicion towards foreign medical assistance, and there have been regular attacks on health facilities. Is this a concern in Uganda?
For you to be able to contain such an outbreak, you need community support, you need political support, you need all the other stakeholders' support, which is lacking in DRC. So the political leaders in the districts of Kasese and all the others bordering DRC are all on board sensitizing the communities because people believe in them.
Are citizens in Uganda, are they as suspicious of foreign health workers as those in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
No, we don't have that kind of thing. That's why even the vaccines, people readily accepted to be vaccinated. We didn't have a challenge.
Sarah Achieng Opendi is Uganda's State Minister of Health for General Duties. She's been speaking to us from Kampala. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.